Russia has submitted a plan to North Korea aimed at ending the standoff over its alleged nuclear weapons program. The plan is part of overall efforts to defuse the crisis between Pyongyang and the outside world. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Losyakov says he handed the Russian proposal to North Korean leaders and expects a response from them soon. Mr. Losyakov was sent to North Korea by President Vladimir Putin, seeking to use Russia's leverage with North Korea to end the dispute. Russian news agencies say the plan calls for a nuclear-free Korea in exchange for security guarantees. New humanitarian aid would also be sent to the north, where many people are said to be on the verge of starvation. The Russian envoy described the talks with North Korean officials as constructive. Russia is in a good position to act as intermediary, given that it has close ties with the communist regime in Pyongyang. However, North Korea's official news agency carried a report Sunday rejecting international mediation to deal with the standoff. The state-run Korea Central News Agency said that talks must be held directly with the United States. Washington has already rejected North Korea's demand for an official non-aggression pact, as well as American overtures to hold discussions but not negotiate with Pyongyang. Last month, North Korea restarted a nuclear facility, saying the action was necessary after the United States halted shipments of fuel oil under a 1994 agreement which defused an earlier standoff. Washington said it suspended the fuel shipments after North Korea admitted it was still trying to develop nuclear weapons. Bill Gasparini for VOA News, Moscow.